The cat bylaws in the Mount Barker Council region have been in effect since July. Joining us for an update on how it's all going is Manager of Health and Public Safety at the Council, Jamie Tan. Thanks for joining me in studio, Jamie.
Not a problem. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now, the cat bylaw, it's not anti-cat, right? What are you aiming for with it?
Well, there's lots of things we want to achieve. The main ones are keeping people's much-loved pet cats safe, reuniting lost cats when they're lost, and also we've got a big care about the welfare of all cats within our council area, and we want to decrease the impact that cats have on our native wildlife.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried about those birdies, right?
They certainly are.
So there's a few components to it. You've got the curfew. What's that, 8 p.m. till...
8 till 7 a.m.
8 till 7, so you've got to keep those cats inside. There's registration rules. You need to have them registered now. There's also a limit, right?
Yep, 2 cats per property.
Yep. Of course, there are people who already have more than that, so they had exemptions. And
yes, yeah, so we've got a flexible approach to how we implement that. So if someone's got 5 cats before the cat bylaw came into place, we're not going to ask them to pick their 2 favourite cats and get rid of the other 3. That wouldn't be good. So we're working with people to basically have an agreement with the council to say that you can keep your 5 cats, but when one passes away or moves on, you're not going to top that back up to 5, but you gently work your way down to the 2 cats.
Right. And then the last one, which is a bit open to interpretation, isn't it? It's for cats not to create a nuisance.
Yeah, so that's the one that we have a lot of challenges with. So, nuisance has quite a big definition, but a lot of calls that we get from people are cats spraying on their property, cats coming over, or whether they're semi-owned or domestic cats, fighting with their cats, defecating in their veggie patch or the kids' sandpit. So that's obviously a nuisance to those people. And, we've got a clause within the bylaw which basically says that a cat can't cause a nuisance to someone else.
Yeah, right. No pun included, intended with the clause there. Now, I recall a story about a cat urinating on a child's toy recently. Tell us about this story. What was happening with that?
Well, that was one of the many complaints that we've had that have come through to council. A resident was getting a regular visitor coming into their property at night, and it was spraying on their property. Unfortunately, it was spraying on outdoor furniture near their kids' toys. And we'd spoken to the cat owner, but unfortunately the cat kept coming back and kept spraying. So residents actually had some CCTV, and they caught some pretty good footage of the cat caught in the act.
Yeah, right. And that was when that helped you to issue
certainly
a fine,
so
is that right?
It saves us setting up a camera at the property that already done the job for us. And, that footage basically proved the offence. So we were able to go back to the cat owner and say, hey, your cat can't be doing this.
Yeah.
So, it's an ongoing story, that one.
So how much were they fined?
The bylaw expiation fee for all our bylaws is $112.
So it sounds like there's a bit of discretion on the part of council in terms of what the nuisance is and the issue.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's discretion with anything that we do, but basically we've got to prove that the nuisance has actually happened. Some people, basically, we can sort that out with a face-to-face conversation with the cat owner, and they become aware of the limitations of the cat bylaw and they change their behaviour, which is fantastic. That works most of the time, but unfortunately some people choose to disregard that advice or that discussion, and that's where we sort of get problems and we have to start thinking about, well, will an expiation work in this instance or not.
Jamie Tan is with us. He's the Manager of Health and Public Safety at the Mount Barker Council. So you mentioned footage there. Do you have cameras set up around the neighbourhood looking out for trouble cats?
No, it's nothing like that. We do have some cameras that we can use. We use them for illegal dumping at the moment. So obviously illegal dumping hotspots is quite an issue for all councils right across the state. So we do have the capacity to set up a camera in someone's yard and take photos of the offending cat if need be. But most of the time it's resolved with that first face-to-face discussion with the cat owner.
Oh, right. Has anyone made any complaints about that? Is that, like a privacy concern? Or?
Well, we've looked into it. We are using that camera on someone else's property. It's not pointed at someone else's property or a private space of theirs. So it's basically used to try and get a good outcome. And we haven't had to use it yet at the moment, but I suppose we've got one sitting in the cupboard waiting, ready to go if we need to. But at the moment, we sort of avoided that and we haven't had the need to do that.
So what about the curfew? How do you crack down on cat owners who let their cats out at night?
Well, a lot of it is educating cat owners, educating our community, and hopefully that that changes behaviour. And that's not going to happen overnight. It's an ongoing process, an ongoing challenge for us. So, you know, we're doing that. This interview will obviously help people. But we have signs. We're doing really focusing on social media as well. So we're only 6 months into the bylaw. So you know, we are noticing a bit of a difference in certain areas as well. And people are policing it within their community or within their streets. So someone might say to the neighbour who's the cat's out within the curfew times, hey, did you realise the council's got a cat bylaw? And, you know, Moggy can't be out at this time. So that's really pleasing. And we're also finding out that cat owners are quite hot on the topic as well. So the responsible cat owners are calling in people that are irresponsible cat owers, which I didn't think would happen.
Yeah, right. There you go. Now, we have a listener who feeds stray cats outside his house. My old neighbour, when I was back in the plains, used to feed kittens, and every year they'd have a new litter, and it was just, it was a perpetual issue. It seems like an act of goodness, someone, you know, wanting to help them out, but it can sort of backfire, can't it?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned before, that creates bigger problems ongoing in the future. So we do have a lot of issues with semi-owned cats. That's something that's really I suppose front and centre for us now. The cat bylaw addresses domestic cats, but it doesn't really address the semi-owned cats that, you know, people in the goodness of their heart are feeding those cats, and they reproduce, and the population gets bigger, and they also impact our residents. So those cats are fighting with domestic cats. They're spreading disease, they're killing wildlife, and they're creating a nuisance. So unfortunately, we're spending a lot of time dealing with semi-owned cat populations in a number of townships.
So what should someone do if they do notice lots of strays lurking around?
I know it's going to be hard, but the best thing is not to feed them, because that will only encourage them to the area, and that will create issues for you and also your neighbours. So you'll notice that those cats will focus on your property because they're getting a feed. And they'll also display nuisance behaviours. They'll start spraying around your property and your neighbours as well. So the best bet would be to contact a animal welfare agency. And depending on which council you're in, whether they're playing an active role in cat management, contact your council as well.
And speaking of which, you mentioned that there's a bundle of beautiful little kittens that have been handed in this morning.
Yes, someone brought in nine kittens this morning. So they're in quite good health, which is really good to see. Sometimes they're not, unfortunately. So they're on their way down to the Animal Welfare League, and we had a conversation with the Animal Welfare League this morning, and they're at capacity. So that just shows that cat issues or cat management is a massive issue right across the state, and there's a lot of pressure on the Animal Welfare League and the RSPCA, unfortunately, especially in regard to cats, unwanted cats just being dumped. That's a real challenge for the whole state.
Yeah, so if you are looking to get a kitten, that might be a nice place to start. Have a chat with them today. And just lastly, there are some groups that promote trap neuter release, TNR, as a semi-owned cat management solution. What do you think about that, Jamie?
Well, I suppose these people think that they're, again, doing something that's out of the goodness of their own hearts, thinking that they can trap cats in a community that are semi-owned, and they sterilise them and they release them. So they're effectively re-abandoning those cats to a pretty short and brutal life. They're not really considering the welfare of those cats, unfortunately. And we've found that in a couple of our townships, and that, again, those cats are going back into killing wildlife, fighting with domestic cats, spreading disease, and they're also their nuisance behaviour doesn't stop. So it's not really solving any problems, unfortunately.
No, just I guess that they won't reproduce, that's it.
Yeah, and there are going to be still cats that are able to reproduce, so it's only slowing down that reproduction. And speaking from experience, the last 6 months, it doesn't solve the problem at all.
Right.
Semi-owned cats, populations are a significant animal welfare issue in our council area, and I dare say it's right across the state as well.
Thanks so much for your time today, Jamie Tan.
Thanks for having me.